Overcoming Bad Habits, Part 2, by Maria Fontaine.
The Apostle Paul was frustrated with how difficult it was at times to break his own bad habits. He penned these words to the Roman Church, "I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." It encourages me to know that Paul, as dedicated a disciple as he was, still faced some of the same struggles and weaknesses that we all experience. When we can readily admit that some of the things that we allow in our lives ultimately make us miserable, then we're ready to agree with God and fight to give up those habits. One of the concrete steps we can take is to pray that we'll get so fed up with our bad habits that we won't want to continue with them. When you're trying to break a bad habit, you might want to join with someone else who also wants to overcome a bad habit. You could help each other to keep fighting. You could challenge one another to stand strong, as well as celebrate your victories together. Knowing that someone else expects you to keep fighting and is supporting you in prayer is a powerful motivator, and two are definitely better than one when you're trying to change. When you slip up, as we often do when we're trying to break bad habits, it's easy to berate ourselves and tell ourselves that it's not going to work. Then you get discouraged and feel you'll never be able to make it. Whenever that happens, we should finish our sentence with, "But God will," and then stop and reflect on how God can help us to overcome. We don't have to give up because God is with us and nothing is too hard for Him. You can also tell yourself something like, "I've failed in my attempts, but everybody fails sometimes. That doesn't mean I'm defeated. It just means I'm human and I have to keep trying." Everybody gets off track sometimes, so don't be surprised when it happens. Overcoming bad habits often takes time and considerable effort and perseverance. Many people who have successfully broken a bad habit have tried and failed multiple times before they were able to overcome it. One thing that could help motivate you to keep fighting is to consider the potential consequences of your bad habits if you don't overcome them. For example, consider how coveting what others have will leave you feeling discontent or discouraged that you never have enough. Or consider how what you eat and drink will affect your health. Being aware of consequences can be a strong deterrent. There are many ways that we can fight our bad habits and replace them with good ones. Sometimes what will help you fight for a needed change is different from what will stir me to action. If one approach doesn't work, try another. And if that doesn't work, try another. An activity becomes a bad habit when it begins to rob you of the time you need for more important things that you should be doing. It sometimes can also rob you of your rest time, which, of course, is hurtful to your health. Many times, bad habits can develop out of our reactions to stress or boredom, or perhaps because we want to be liked by others and do the same things they do. But whatever might be the reason for our bad habits, God is greater than anything. So keep praying and claiming God's word and putting it into action. When we grow frustrated with how strong some of our bad habits have become, we may get impatient and try to break all our bad habits at once. That can often result in us feeling overwhelmed and defeated. It's generally better to focus on only a few or even one at a time, and even that can be done in stages. For example, if you've fallen into a habit of not exercising at all, trying to jump straight into doing an hour of vigorous exercise each day could result in overdoing and injuring yourself. You need to break the habit, but you might have to do it in stages until you can eventually do all the exercise you need. If you feel like you've tried everything and you still can't make progress with a seriously debilitating habit, you might need the added help of a professional counselor. Pray that you'll be able to find one sympathetic to your faith and beliefs. Sometimes professional counselors can offer you information and help you substantially to see things in a way that is also consistent with your faith. Also, there are many articles online about ways to overcome bad habits and replace them with good ones. Some contain very good suggestions. The Lord often uses others who have gone through similar experiences to help provide tips and valuable insights. As in all things, first and foremost, we should be seeking the Lord for His help and solutions, and asking Him to confirm any course of action we are considering. We need to do our part, and as we do what we can, the Lord will step in and do what only He can. I asked Jesus to give any further suggestions or counsel that would be helpful. Here's what He said. I know your heart. I know you desire these changes. Others can pray for you and sometimes help you recognize the pitfalls if you're willing to seek their help. But they cannot make the change for you. Taking the steps needed can only come from you. Change will come when you are ready to do whatever it takes to fight for the victory. You can do it. And each time you overcome, you'll be even more motivated to keep moving forward. There might be times when you seem to fail in your efforts, but remember at that moment that I'm right there with you, cheering you on to get back up and keep fighting. Pick yourself up, recognize what tripped you up, and determine to be aware of that pitfall. Take heart in the fact that your determination, mixed with hope, and my love and mercy will bring victory in the end. Fight the good fight of faith. With Jesus, the gates of hell itself won't be able to stand against you. For who the Son has set free is free indeed. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. In closing, I want to share an illustration the Lord gave where He described 7 examples of bad habits that are like enemies that we need to watch out for. If we call on Him for His help, follow what He shows us to do, and are determined to fight to overcome them, and anything else that would try to stand between us and victory, we can. Enemy 1. Complaining and negativity. Enemy 2, criticalness. Enemy 3, rigidity and dogmatism. Enemy 4, the impulse to say, I can't, and it can't be done. Enemy 5, the temptation to seek the easy way out, to not challenge yourself. Enemy 6, dullness and pessimism. Enemy 7, looking back.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.